Welcome back to the Rewind That Tape podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Stromboli, and we're back with another daily episode. Strong day in sports. We had the FA Cup and the first game of the NHL playoffs, and there's a lot of things to talk about. Let's start off in the FA Cup. Manchester United playing Manchester City in the final day of English football for this coveted cup. And I mean, just to add on extra amp and extra juice, it's a derby day where both teams get to play each other in a big game. And this time we saw the series split between Man United and Man City. If you watch soccer at all in the EPL, English Premier League, both teams won one game, both winning at their home ground. This time it's a neutral site. It's a little bit different environment. But the stadium is split, and this time Manchester City took the win 2-1. So that was a big win for City, and they are on their way to a treble, winning two of the big trophies. They have one left in the UEFA Champions League, which is coming up. Let's talk about this game. Both teams, strong teams, they had potential, but Manchester City set the tone early with a goal in the first minute of the game, one of the fastest, extremely quick goal that just put Manchester United back on their butts. It was just a shock to the way United normally plays, and Manchester City was able to control the game for the most part, which is why they were able to win today. I mean, they looked like the better teams for most of this game. In the first half, you saw glimpses of United getting back to their old ways, getting back to the game plan. But for the most part of that first half, United struggled. And that's because they were just knocked down and they were struggling to recover. When they started to pick it up around about 10 minutes before the penalty that Bruno Fernandes was able to knock down, that's when the attacking opportunities continued and Man United was playing their ball, really, and that's what led to the Fernandes penalty, which led to the United goal. So, honestly, from that perspective, from United, that's when they had to tidy things up, and they kept letting City get in back into the game. And to start the first half, is the same way the first half started. City just dominating the ball, getting an early chance, and then getting, a goal. I mean, a lot of people might call it lucky, but that's how soccer works at the end of the day, and a volley that just Gundogan didn't hit it very well, but ends up in the back of the net, and City takes the lead. And once again, United seems deflated from this. And the biggest thing to note in this game is in the second half, they seem to struggle with the pace of the game. They seem exhausted. They seem tired. The press was not working as well as it should have been working. And Ten Hag goes to the bench a little too late, and Garnacho makes a few chances off coming on as a sub. He makes a few chances late, but it's not enough. United just doesn't create enough opportunities. McTominay had a chance in the last few dying embers of the game in stoppage time, but those were not able to connect into the goal, going off the post, and then a second opportunity that gets headed over the bar, which is tapped over for another corner. So two amazing opportunities for United late in the game. So they stayed in it, I would say, but once again, the bulk of that second half after the second Gundogan goal is United struggling to keep up with the pace. City controls the game, which is what their forte is. United's key to the win when they beat City on their home turf 2-1. The key to United beating them was they kept them away from the edges. They kept City in front of them, and they did a great job of that primarily in this game. Both the goals just happen to occur when the ball gets spread out a little bit and United is left scrambling. Now, credit to United's season. They won a trophy, which they haven't won in a long time. They are under new management, so they know it's going to take time. And they were down. They're probably, arguably, they're one of their best defenders in Lisandro Martinez. And so, at the end of the day, you have to look at this team and say, I mean, you're not in form exactly with the team that you have out there with the injuries that have been picked up. On the other side, City has an opportunity to do things that is very rare and get a treble. They have already won the EPL. They win the FA Cup here. So big time, two wins right there. And then now they have a chance to finish it off in the Champions League, which they should be favored in going into that matchup. I mean, City's biggest takeaway, and it's what I've talked about already today, is they controlled the game. At the end of the day, you have to look at what was key to winning. And the key to winning for City was controlling the ball, spending time with the ball, and able to just throw United off their scent. And, I mean, that's what ended up winning the game. So, I mean, you look at the stats here, 60% of the possession is in City's favor. But United is still able to stay in the game. I mean, the shots, United 13 to Man City 11. And the shots on goal, United 3 to Man City 5. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you argue with United and you say, look, you couldn't have played a much better game, but that's where I disagree. The pace, I can't emphasize enough that United just looked dead in the back half of this game. They did not look like they were able to come alive and execute the press. Because, to be honest, they look like they were able to play the game for the most part. But when it mattered most, these guys were very, very slow in getting to the ball. And that was killer. And I've said it over and over and over again today. And I can't say it enough, because it's just killer when you look at this, when you look at this game as a whole. I mean, look, from the City side, they executed the game plan. They did exactly what Pep was meaning to do. And sure, they had more chances. They could have knocked in a few more goals. But, I mean, that's the quality of opponent that you're playing in United. So, at the end of the day, I once again, credit to Man City. They played a great game. They played their game plan. And United, the thing that bothers me most today is they had a lot of chances to win this game and to snatch it from City. City looked off in a lot of parts of their game, but City able to execute the game plan just well enough to get the win. And that just good enough keeps them ahead of United. I mean, without that penalty, United would have been behind this entire game and it would have struggled. But the chances were there. City was able to stand up to the task. And at the end of the day, you have to give the credit to Manchester City for being such a wall in defense and being so controlling. I mean, that's the word I keep using, control, control, control. City was like that. They were controlling the ball. That's why they won tonight. And can they win the treble? That's the big question going forward. They play Inter Milan in their final game. And if I'm really being honest, this is a game that City should win. In my opinion, they should be able to win the treble easily. This should be a game that they should win without a sweat. But so was the United game. Being down a defender, City should have won this game with a lot more comfort than they did. So, what do I think? I think it's going to be a closer game than people think. But I do think City will win this game if they just stick to their plan. If they keep the ball wide enough, they just have to pick apart the inner defense. And I think it's very doable considering how talented this team is. They have a chance to do something historical, and I think this is one of those teams that Pep has, and maybe for the first time they can finish the job for Pep. He's struggled to win the Champions League with this team. This is their chance. I think that this upcoming Saturday, or I guess in the June 10th at 2 p.m., I think City will finally figure it out, but we'll have to wait and see. That's just my prediction. I think that game will end 3-1 in favor of City. Let's move on. We got the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Now, this is going to be a great series if I've learned anything today, but Vegas with a little lopsided win from the looks of it. They win 5-2 versus Florida in a home game. A few things to note before we get into this game. Florida's playing on the road. They're an 8 seed in this tournament. They barely made it. Similar to the NBA Finals, they just barely made it. And Vegas is probably one of the hottest offensive teams in the tournament. Just from like an overall standpoint, I know it's easy to say that because like obviously because they made it this far. But overall, Vegas has been scoring goals in their series against the Stars. And that stands out a little bit to me because, I mean, hockey is a lot. You need momentum to keep it going. You need to score. And in their last four games, they've scored 4-2-2-6. Guess which games they won? Yeah, the games that they had 6-4. Every time that they seem to pile up four goals, they win the game. And they've done that in almost every series game that they won. In the Stars game, there's only one game where they didn't score four goals and ended up with a win. And so every time they score four, they win. And they won three games in a series doing that. So it's not just saying like, oh, obviously the more goals you score, this team is used to scoring goals and they might give up some goals, but every time they score four, they win. In the Oilers series, every one of their wins, they had four or more goals. In the Jets series, the exact same picture. Every time they scored over four goals in all four of those wins. So I think the key looking forward is Florida's got to be able to stop them. They got to be able to hold them. And in this game, Florida stays in it in the first two periods. You feel like this team is going to be there. They're going to stick around to the end. And just it looks like almost exhaustion, similar to how the Stars series ended. A little bit lazy. Some turnovers deep in the zone. I mean, Mark Stone scores 13:41 mark, and it's just a lazy goal given up. Unfortunate, you might call it, but this got to be cleaner on defense for Florida if they want to win this series. They are underdogs. They need to pick it up, and penalties killed them. 46 penalty minutes in this game, and that's a killer. I mean, to be in this game with going on that is amazing, and even a shorthanded goal early. There's a lot of questions here for Florida going forward. Let's talk about real quick. Aiden Hill, amazing tonight. He played fantastically. A stick save that will definitely be on SportsCenter. It was an amazing game for him. So I think that the key for Golden Knights going forward is to keep scoring, keep putting the puck in the back of the net. And Eichel and Marchessault and all those guys, they are doing a great job of doing that. And the second key is to just keep Hill going. If Hill can keep going at this rate, they are going to win a Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history. So can they keep going? I mean, both goalies were fantastic tonight. It was just a little bit better defense from the Knights and a little bit longer skating. I mean, if I had to take away anything from game one, it's that the Knights just put their dominance to test and Florida just couldn't keep up, but they almost did. I think game two is going to be a lot closer scoreline-wise. I think Vegas wins two, and then I think Florida comes back at home. That's my prediction. We'll see. For now, the biggest thing to take away is Vegas pulls away late. Manchester City stays in control, and we got much more sports coming up in this week. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. Make sure to check out our website, rewindthattape.com, and all of our social medias on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you can find us. And we appreciate all of you guys for listening. Your support means the world to us. We'll see you guys on the next one.